Recorded Books presents Operation Jacknap, a true story of kidnapping, extortion, ransom, and rescue by Jack Teich. Narrated by Richard Poe.
Introduction. I spent years trying to lock away the memories, but the mind is a porous prison. There's no way to forget. Even now, all this time later, the images flash through my mind, bouncing from scene to scene like light ricocheting through a labyrinth of mirrors. Mental triggers materialize without warning. Sometimes I'll hug my wife, Janet, the one who risked everything for my rescue, and I'm transported back to the hug I gave her that fateful November day before I left for work. Dates can do it, too. Around Thanksgiving, when our children and grandkids gather at our home, a pang of panic for their safety jangles my subconscious, sending my heart hammering. Or sounds, I hear a metal chain clink or rattle, and my mind zooms me back to the closet, the cell where my abductors bound my legs and neck with metal chains, handcuffed me, and held me prisoner. It's always there, lurking. Through the years, I developed ways to mask the trauma, tricks to project normalcy. I had to. I ran our family business, a steel fabrication company that at its peak employed 550 workers in 6 facilities. Knowing people depend on you forces you to hold it all together, or at least pretend to. I did the only thing I knew how. I submerged the nightmare down deep and never spoke about it. John Paul Getty III was kidnapped the year before I was, and Patty Hearst's abduction came 9 months before mine. When the media called, and they still do, to discuss my case or theirs, I said no comment. And when filmmakers sought my input on kidnapping scenes, I politely declined. I never even told our daughter Jamie what happened to me. I didn't want her to inherit a life of anxieties and fears. The stacks of newspaper clippings, FBI files, audio recordings, and police crime photos, I boxed it all up and hid it away. Later in the early 1990s, author James Patterson published the best-selling novel Along Came a Spider. The book went on to become a movie starring Morgan Freeman. Even though it was fiction, Patterson had included ripped-from-the-headlines accounts of famous kidnapping cases, including mine and Paul Getty's. The phone started ringing all over again. And in 1997, I found myself still embroiled in a courtroom battle with one of my captors, sparking even more national headlines. Nevertheless, I respectfully avoided the media spotlight and remained quiet. Then one day, I was asked to discuss my kidnapping, ransom, and rescue with a small private group. To my own amazement, I agreed to do it. I'm glad I did. Voicing my story proved cathartic. More importantly, others were moved by what I had to say. Bringing encouragement and support to survivors and people who've endured traumatic experiences helped me reclaim a little inner peace. My hope for you is that my story will serve as a reminder of all you cherish and hold most dear in your life. My wife, my brothers Buddy and Eddie, my father Joe, the FBI agents and Nassau County Police who lived with us, and the hundreds of law enforcement officers who were assigned to Operation Jacknap all put their lives on the line to achieve justice and ensure my safe return. Their bravery, love, and devotion are the reasons I'm alive today. This book is my way of thanking them, and God, for saving my life.
Chapter 1. The Driveway. Rain drizzled on the windshield of my 1971 Lincoln Coupe as I drove home from work at dusk. At the stop sign blocks from my Long Island home, my eyes darted to the rearview mirror. Headlights from a trailing car shined low through the droplets streaking my rear window. It was somewhat unusual. I'd made that stop hundreds of times along the lazy route leading to my Kings Point house on Ballantyne Lane. Seldom, if ever, was there a car behind me. I kept driving. When I pulled into the leaf-strewn driveway of our brown, wood-shingled
Sample complete. Ready to continue?